Happy Monday, folks. Welcome back to the Podcast Daily. I'm Bill Landis. That's Jeremy Birmingham. And in between us here is Tavian St. Clair, 2025 Ohio State quarterback commit, fresh off of getting an invite to the Elite 11 Finals, man. Pretty cool. We're here at Upper Arlington High School where the Elite 11 Regional just took place. And Tavian, as I said, took home the invite to the finals out in California. Is that right? Later this summer. You know, I think people show up to this thing kind of not expecting you would get an invite like that, but probably leaning that way, but you got to come in and still put the work in. So what did you think you put on the field today, and how's it feel to get that invite?
Yeah, just, you know, as always, when you have a chance to go out and compete with some of the best quarterbacks in the country, you just want to show why, you know, show the work that you put in and show why, you know, Ohio State recruited you and things like that. Because at the end of the day, Ohio State's the number one, you know, program in the country. So really just getting out here and having a chance to compete was big for me. You know, didn't really expect to get the invite, but knew like I was capable of doing that. And you know, just it's a great opportunity for me to, you know, show what I've done and show what I've been working on, and the invite means a lot. So
this event, Tavian, in the last couple of years has almost become like a mile marker for you. Like I can think back to 2 years ago at Massillon, you're there as a freshman. At times it's like, is this, you know, you looked at times out of place last year. Significant growth, body changes, all that stuff. Bill wrote all about it last year when you were here about how you were going to use that event as sort of a launching point for the next round of development. A month and a half later, you have an Ohio State offer, then you're committed, and now you're here, and now we have national media here that hasn't seen you before, and they're talking, oh, he might be the number one quarterback in the country. Like, does it, like, how does that feel for you to know, to be able to see these markers? You know what I mean? Like, because it's discernible.
Yeah, I think just, I didn't know it would come to this. I didn't expect this to happen, but, you know, just being from where I'm from and, you know, the opportunities I was given at the beginning, I thought I was just going to try and show why I was the best. Didn't know if I'd get the opportunity, but, I knew that each and every opportunity I got, I was going to take it, you know, head on and not waver from it. I just try and, you know, be the strongest and best player I can be. So, you know, as I come back like here, I knew like a year ago, this situation, I kind of started to pick up on the recruiting and it was big for me. So coming back here was nice and kind of surreal. So
what was the feedback from the coaches here, from guys like George Whitfield? I mean, they've, again, everyone else has seen each step, but they've seen it. They've been evaluating it differently. It seemed like today they were being more like into the minutia of quarterbacking with you more than anyone else. Like I didn't see a lot of personal instruction, but when it was personal instruction, it was Tavian, come here, do this.
Yeah.
And then you put it, you know, you turn around and fix it. What is their response to what has happened for you in the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think just Coach Whitfield, definitely. I've seen him at many camps, not just Elite 11. So him getting to see like my growth and development and things like that, it's been really cool. But a lot of things that he was just saying to me was just he likes how, you know, kind of smooth everything's getting. And, you know, he can tell that I've been working on the minor details and things like that, because there at the beginning I was kind of raw and, like, you know, just went through and tried to rely all on my arm. But now I'm, you know, using more than just that. So
well, now you have more.
Right.
I mean, you put on, what, 52 pounds in the last 2 years,
right.
And it looks normal. It's not like it looks like you've, you know, gotten huge.
Right.
I mean, you said you were losing 10 pounds now, right, to try to bring it back to normal. Bill, when you watch him, because you saw him a year ago, you don't see a lot of the recruiting stuff. Like, what catches your eye that Tavian has done different? Bill's an evaluator.
I believe in Tavian. I'm by no means a professional evaluator. But I remember maybe two summers ago at an Ohio State camp, and I think it was Byrne that said, like, watch this kid from Belfield. I think he's going to be pretty good. And I was like, I see it. Like, he's a big kid. I can see it. But you're so skinny, man. I was like, he's like a basketball player, that kid. And now, like, you're just like a big, powerful dude. And I think that's the thing. Like, especially on this setting, it's like, okay, which one of these guys is going to, oh, that's that guy. That's the guy that's going to Ohio State. Because you just kind of, like, look the part now. But I don't know, like, how, like, this physical transformation that you've made, Tavian, like, how do you feel like it's actually helped you on the field? Like, obviously, you're bigger, stronger, faster. That's an obvious thing. But, like, when you're out there on the field playing for Bell Fountain, like, how does that show up for you when you're playing games?
I just feel like it gives me more confidence to know that, like, I'm bigger than some linemen that are out here playing, that I'm playing against. And, like, it gives me a confidence that, like, nobody can, not one person's going to, you know, stop what I'm trying to do or can take me down or anything like that. So I think just my play style has gotten a little bit more confident and just easy to adapt and like react to the things that are headed my way. But really, yeah, like I said, just the size and the confidence that I've grown into from my freshman year to now, I just feel like I can go out there and step out and, you know, just have a day. So
you Bill guys was wondering if your brother can play quarterback this year so you can play wide receiver or tight end because you're out here making one-handed catches.
We talked about that. Our connection is really strong too, so I tried to, you know, nudge my coaches about that every once in a while, like, hey, throw in a trick play where he gets a little action, but, you know, we'll see what happens. We're just trying to win football games this fall. So
you spent a lot of time in the last 6 weeks at Ohio State. I think, what, how many practices did you miss? Like one of the 15?
One.
Spring break week, I think you were there, living there, basically, yeah. In every meeting. You have an intimate knowledge now of Chip Kelly that fans don't really have for Ohio State. What have you picked up from those experiences with Chip that has helped you in this time? I know you've been in all the meetings and doing all that, but, like, what have you gained or gleaned from him to maybe reveal to people what he's about?
Yeah, I think he's one of the best guys I know, not necessarily just coaches, but just people to be around. Like, I've spent time hanging around him, and just, like, he makes people laugh, he makes people smile. Like, you enjoy your time around him, and I think that's what makes him so special, is that he really, like, cares for people. And you know, it's not always just about football, and he, you know, he really cares for what goes on outside of.
Was that expected? Because I don't think a lot of people, when he got hired, had this impression of Chip Kelly as this fuzzy, yeah, warm character, right?
Yeah. Like, I guess I had heard more about Coach O'Brien, and yeah. I was cool with Coach O'Brien for the time I got to meet him, but with Coach Kelly, I mean, first impression was, I thought he was a goofball. I mean, that was the first impression I got from him, but. He's a great dude. So,
Dave, when you guys were, I'm backtracking now to this development conversation. When you guys were gathered around, I think it was Brian Stumpf who was like talking to you guys about, you know, this journey you're on, next steps and stuff. He said the quarterback position is hard to evaluate because you can't account for like a guy's competitiveness, especially in a situation like this, and you can't account for his mind, like how he thinks the game. And I think if people watch your high school tape, they can see you're a competitive guy, but. That second part, like the thinking of the game, the grinding on the tape, like just learning about football, how much of this process of you becoming the quarterback you are now, like how much of it is that? Like how do you feel you've grown in those areas?
Yeah, so I will say at the place I was at, like at Bell Fountain, there wasn't a whole lot of quarterback knowledge around there. So I felt like I was behind a little bit in my my developmental side, like in mentally. But just being around Coach Kelly, and I've learned more things with Coach Kelly in the past like 3 or 4 weeks and Coach Larkin that I've like ever learned. So I'm really picking up on stuff fast. Like it gets to the point now where I go to practice and they'll give me a script, and then like they expect me to know what the play is when they call it out. So I don't know. I just think that, you know, the mental side, it just continues to grow, and I'm just trying to, you know, study film, break it down to the finest of details, and really just have the edge on everybody I play against.
Is it hard to like prepare for your season at Bell Fountain and like understand that offense, yeah, and then also like learn the Ohio State offense at the same time?
It is, but what I tell people all the time is Coach Kelly makes it really easy. I mean, his schemes and his play designs are like easy to understand for a high schooler. I felt like there before, you know, not knocking on anybody, but it was kind of hard to understand when I'd go and try and sit in a meeting, and now I like understand it and understand the coverages and things like that as well. So
we talked last summer, one of the reasons why after you got the offer you decided it was you wanted to commit soon was because you have an advantage that no Ryan Day quarterback has ever had, which is I can show up on campus any day of the week, mm-hmm, and essentially get a master's level education
right
while you're still in high school,
right?
And now you see that in practice. How much has that changed the way you understand your role as the quarterback for Bell Fountain?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess just kind of getting to see how the quarterback at Ohio State handles himself and, you know, the head coach at Ohio State handles himself. You got to kind of – you are the leader. Like, and if you don't do things right, nobody else will. So it kind of just shows me that when I go back home, like, I got to lead, you know, and not – there's things that people are going to look at me for that if I don't have an answer for, we won't have an answer for. So it's just been, it's been nice to be around them and kind of see how they handle everything outside of just football, but like people's, you know, their feelings as well. So
when you walked down the tunnel at the Ohio State spring game, how many people thought you were Justin Fields?
There was a few people actually like fans that thought that, but
you had the Pit Vipers on, you got the braids are a little tight. Like, and I was like, I'm starting to see the connection. And I'd heard you earlier saying that, you know, you've heard comparisons to Jalen Hurts, go Birds. Bill's a big Philly guy. Okay. So he loves the Eagles. But, you know, as you start to move forward, there's going to be conversations about Justin. There's going to be conversations about CJ. There's going to be conversation about Jalen Hurts and all these other guys. And we're talking now about maybe, again, seeing like national directors of recruiting for the major networks here today where you might be talked about in like that realm of being the best quarterback in the country. How do you focus on Tavian St. Clair and stop all of the other noise?
Yeah, just knowing where I'm from, knowing the family and friends and community that I have around me just to keep me grounded and things like that. I never want to get, you know, too big headed because I know where I've been, like, and I know where I started at. Knowing that all I wanted was an opportunity, and I know that I'm not going to take any opportunity for granted anymore. I think that it's just, it's kind of, you know, it's worked on me a little bit. I just know that I need to, you know, there's somebody out there that's literally in my position that I was 2 years ago where they're hungry to get an opportunity. So I got to take every day, you know, get 1% better. So
what's it look like for you now from here? You got your invite, you know, you're going to go to the Elite 11 finals. There's some time in between there. What do you do with that time?
I'll be working out all the time, like every day after school, like I have been, but I think I am going to join on a 7-on-7 team, just trying to get some, you know, competition in throughout the summer and, you know, get ready with my team as well. But I'll be ready for the finals, that's for sure.
The Bell Fountain Express?
Yeah, the Bell Fountain Express will be put on show. So
I wanted to ask about that, so I'm glad you opened that up. Like, Ohio is changing its rules, and you can do 7-on-7, not just with Bell Fountain, which you guys can start at the end of May, and obviously you'll still be all there for that stuff. Do you have a team in mind? Are you talking to South Florida Express? Like, how do you decide that? Because obviously, is it about competition? Is it about using it for recruiting relationships? Like, what's most important as you make that decision? Because we live in a world now where you can be recruited by a 7-on-7 team.
Right. I had two teams reach out to me. The first team to reach out to me was Trey McNutt's team. He was
Fast Houston. Yeah.
He was trying to get me before the rule was passed. Yeah. And, you know, there was some, I'm like, you know, let me hold off a little bit. But I had talked to SFE as well. They have a quarterback from Florida.
Yeah, Tramell Jones.
And they were like, they wanted to split reps and things like that. So I'm going to join up with Fast Houston so I can be the guy and just, you know, throw to Nate Roberts and Dwayne Galloway as well. So, you know, just kind of work on them. I feel like I can kind of, you know, work on them to get to Ohio State as well with Trey. So.
Trey was tampering.
Yeah, I didn't want to say too much, but hey, he was trying to get a clan together to, you know, kind of fight off the allegations. So,
anything else, Burr?
No, I mean, I don't want to keep him too much longer, but just really happy for you. Obviously, I know that this is something you've been working for, and you also know that the real work is still ongoing, and that this fluff is fun, but doesn't matter, right? This isn't real football.
So. No, a lot ahead for you, and I think Ohio State fans will be seeing a lot of you too with your frequency that you visit Columbus. Right. So you won't be a stranger to them. Thanks, Tavian, for joining us again. Congratulations on getting your invite to the Elite 11 Finals later on this summer. That'll do it for the Podcast Daily for Berm and Tavian. I'm Bill Landis. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you later.